This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Nice way to start the week. I've been thoroughly enjoying the day. There's some things we're not going to talk about till the second hour just because it's not my level of expertise, but I'm bringing Arbo's Quarrel in to talk about all of this Supreme Court stuff. That is, that's coming up next hour. But coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There's a new paper out where some researchers are trying to dispute this popular argument, they say, for arming everyday citizens. And they're writing that there's not even the slightest hint in the data that these laws reduce violent crime. And that question of the cause and effect of all of that has, whether it deters it or exacerbates it, has been controversial in academia since at least in the mid-1990s. Not to mention the debate it continues to fuel in American politics, although, you know, data doesn't lie. Which I cover the data for our side ad nauseum, and I will continue to do so. But the case for less restrictive gun laws generally boils down to this. Law-abiding citizens have a right to protect themselves and their communities, full stop. The academic backing for this argument can be traced to a 1997 study by University of Chicago economists John Lott and David Mustard. After analyzing the impact of right to carry laws, the umbrella term for various legislation that allows citizens to acquire a concealed carry gun permit, the authors concluded that these regulations were the most cost-effective method of reducing crime thus far. Now, here we go into where we start making the argument. This is coming from the anti-gun side, by the way. So they say in the roughly two decades since, additional academic studies have strongly suggested that the opposite is true, that these laws lead to higher rates of violent crime. The latest, and at least according to one of its authors, the most comprehensive, was released earlier this month by the nonpartisan National Bureau of Economics Research. Like the Lott and Mustard report, the new working paper analyzes laws' effect on violent crime rates. But they use an unusual method to imagine what crime trends would have looked like in right-to-carry states had they not adopted these policies. And this is where they completely off base for me. Because what they did was they built fictional or synthetic states as near-identical counterparts to the 33 that passed right-to-carry laws between 1981 and 2014. They used the state's crime rates prior to the law's adoption, as well as national crime data from before and after. They created an algorithm to estimate what trends would have been prevalent had these areas never passed right to carry. And they then compared crime in the real states with findings with their synthetic versions. The whole problem with this is that it completely discounts what's been happening over the last 20 years. Crime has been going down nationally. So that means it's been going down in some of the states. It's been going, you know, and you know, we know where most of the crime happens. So they decided, much like the climate change people, they decided to build a model. One of them was Stanford Law School economist John Donahue III, who personally supports stricter gun control laws. What a wonder. And he was asked about the report and its implications. So he's asked, could I sum up the new study with the phrase fewer guns, less crime? He replies, it's probably too general a statement, but if states are contemplating, should we move to the more permissive regime allowing citizens to carry concealed handguns, I do think we can say that it's not a good idea. This would lead to higher levels of violent crime. Notice how he doesn't state how he knows that. He just says, if they do that, that's what will happen. He's asked, why didn't he focus on states that don't require a gun permit at all? And he said, I could have done that, although it's a very recent phenomenon that states have moved in that direction. Usually we'd like to have 10 years of data after a legislative change gets made. Most of the states that have eliminated permits have done so just in the past couple of years. But then it's pointed out that he's specifically tracking the loosening of gun laws, which is the predominant trend among states. Well, if you hear about this paper, the first thing I do is completely getting out there and claiming you're nonpartisan. That's item number one. Getting out there and saying that, well, we didn't actually use data. We constructed a model, a synthetic setup, a construct, if you will. And then we pretended like this never happened. And we compared what we think would have been the statistics. We're playing what if and let's play make-believe. We're doing everything but play dress-up and versus what we had. And once again, none of this stuff takes into account what the FBI is saying about the national trends. But they point out certain, like the National Research Council, they, in 2004, tried to debunk Lott. Except they don't prove that either. They don't tell me how they debunked Lott. Lott, here's the thing about Lott. This is what gives Lott credence, in my view. Lott is, he puts his method out there before he publishes his study. He says, I looked at this and I looked in that. And then he puts his study out there. And everybody that looks at his method says, that's solid. That is absolutely solid. So I don't quite get where we're getting this particular nonsensical stupidity, but Donahue does pay a little bit of lip service to what started him in the 90s. But he says it's due to a number of other factors. And he said, we're going to document how much a difference it made that states had this law. But the, and he also says the synthetic controls approach is what differentiated your study from the 2004 NRC study. And he claims he has more data and all this other stuff. I simply don't see how you get out there and you take data that is available and throws it in the trash. And says, we're not going to go with this. We're going to make believe here. And then, see, when you're doing that kind of a construct, all you can do is say that you can say whatever you want. The other thing is that they're saying where they have loosened up law. I mean, here in South, there should be 33 states right now with crime on the rise due to the gun permit holders. We're gonna check that next. We're gonna check back those states. We're gonna check on the concealed carry permit holders and find out what they have to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
All right, here we are again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
Million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've got a new, not a new setup. I reversed everything over the weekend in the hopes that facing in the way I am facing and the stuff that's on this wall, I would get rid of some of the echo and the dampening. Do I sound a little better, Jason? Do I sound a little more compressed? But what comes along with that is I accidentally push buttons that I don't mean to. I didn't even know that I was going to be able to do the show because I had everything on mute. So, like, when that spot's playing, hey, messing it up. Hey, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. But you already know that. Concealed carry permit holders. Now, we were just told in a report where we made up a 33 fairy tale states that where crime, where laws were loosened and more permissive, read that to mean more free, that violent crime went up. But then, on top of that report comes John Lott, and he releases his own report, and he notes that it is very rare for permit holders to violate the law and compares the crimes committed by permit holders to police officers and the general population. The police commit 103 crimes per 100,000 officers, while the general population committed 3,813 per 100,000 people, 37 times as much as the police rate. But then when you look at the concealed carry permit holder, then you get an even lower crime rate. And what he did, okay, he did the exact same thing the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence was trying to do. But he actually doubled that because he looked at Florida and Texas. And he found that permit holders are convicted of misdemeanors and felonies at less than a sixth of the rate for police officers. So among police, firearms violations occur at a rate of 16.5 per 100,000 officers. Among permit holders in Florida and Texas, the rate is 2.4. 2.4 per 100,000. That's one-seventh the rate of police officers. But there's no need to focus on Texas and Florida because the data are similar in other states. Now, remember, they kicked off their little report starting in 97 when Lott first published his first report. But then they, you know, Lott goes back every year and he adds something to it every year. And Lott's report found that while concealed carry permits have surged since 1999, their murder rates have declined. Now, how is it if there's been more permissive gun law, read that to mean more free, that if violent crime has gone up, how did the murder rates go down? From 2007 to 2015, the permit holder total surged by 190%. And in that same time period, violent crime declined by 18%. See, now we're getting some data. This is called data markers and everything else. This is where you get out there and you start, you know, you're setting your case and then you're proving your case. Additionally, he says 25 states with the highest rates of permit holding experienced markedly lower rates of murder and violent crime. States that allowed for concealed carry without permits had a 31% lower murder rate and 28% lower violent crime rate than the seven jurisdictions with the lowest percentage of permit holders. Now, wait a minute. There's nothing made up here. He's actually looking at real places. He's looking in jurisdictions. He's looking at what they have. He's looking at places where, you know, they don't have to have any permits at all. Which also, Dr. Donahue, or whatever he is, he didn't decide he wanted to do that. The main takeaway from the report is that concealed carry permit holders are the most law-abiding group in the country and are a deterrent to crime. Lott said the type of person that would go through the process, one in which you can often lose the license for a fairly trivial offense. These people are reluctant to use the guns in a wrong way because they have a lot to lose if you do something wrong. This is why... If you've never... You've probably seen John Lott on television. I've actually had conversations with him. And he is so unassumingly matter-of-fact that it's almost sleep-inducing. But what he does is that he simply lays out... His stuff has nothing to do whatsoever with being about guns. He couldn't care less about guns. What he looks at is cause and effect. And he looks at one set of criteria. I don't know. I need to break down and have him on the show, don't I? I need to reach out to him. I think I will do that. But what I'm saying is that at some point he decided to take a look at it in the 90s. He looked at it, and what he found was that, in his estimation, more guns equaled less crime. So he wrote the book. And then everybody came out against it. But, I mean... I don't remember if Gary Kleck got that much nonsense when he got slammed or when he threw his first report out in 1992 for defensive gun use. But this is what I know. These guys are going to make up a whole lot of things in order to get their way, in order to push their way. And they're never going to quit. They're never going to quit until they get it. I have often asked myself when that time might would be where they might quit. Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We know, for example, some of the other things that Lott has put out, 5% of the counties are responsible for 68% of the murders. Wouldn't it seem like you would concentrate your policing efforts without passing any new laws, just enforce the laws on the books in those 5% of the counties? If you did a 10%, if you reduced it by 10% or 20% or 30%, isn't that a gigantic bite out of homicide in the United States? Am I the only one that thinks this way? When we get back, we're going to pull it apart at the seams, why they pursue gun control, and what their real true goal, what they're really looking for. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, over at National Review, and don't get me wrong, if a giant sinkhole were to appear under National Review and it went away today because of their one-sided, total, full-court press on being never-Trumpers, if that happened, well, I wouldn't be too very sad. But Charlie Cook over there, who is a very good writer, he did a really good job in an article that he wrote about the FBI's very brief report on the Alexandria GOP baseball practice shooting. And he pointed out that it is devastating to the idea that the gun control measures presently coveted by the Democratic Party would have done something to prevent the attack. In fact, it would have done nothing. But this gets to the heart of the deeper problem in the American control debate. A problem that is both persistent and pervasive. Legal measures the gun control movement generally seeks would be almost completely ineffectual at curbing any U.S. gun violence at all. And it is difficult to overstate that. The big players in the gun control movement, the Democratic Party, the Brady Campaign, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, whatever tax shelter Bloomberg has got that he's running right now, all tend to espouse the same legislative ambitions for gun control, yet these would be effectively useless at stopping both mass shootings and the lower profile gangland and domestic incidents of gun violence. I don't support it, and I don't trust the people that support it. So, what are they pushing, and why won't it work? I've been through this before. I'll keep going through this. They have lobbied aggressively for several gun control provisions. They want private sales to have a background check. They want certain firearms with certain cosmetic features to be classified as assault weapons, and then subsequently banned. And that magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition, they should also be likewise outlawed and banned. And that largely aligns with the desires of the wider gun control community. Various groups also demand that convicted domestic abusers be prohibited from purchasing firearms, which they already are, and that internet gun sales be subject to background checks. They already are. And these are general aspirations of the gun control movement. And you can readily expect that after every serious shooting, these demands will be remade, recycled, and reiterated. Wash, rinse, repeat. There's only one problem with all of this. None of this has anything at all to do with gun violence in America. Had all of these proposed rules been in place, they would have had virtually no effect at preventing America's recent high-profile mass shootings. As Sandy Hook, the killer murdered his mother and stole her legally obtained firearms. Background checked. So no amount of background checks would have prevented that thing. And the primary rifle that he used was a common 223 caliber weapon, not even outlawed by Connecticut's then current assault weapon ban. And while he did indeed use a standard capacity magazine in his rifle, he went unimpeded for a very long time. It's doubtful that a ban of that would have made much difference. It honestly does not take that long to switch out an empty magazine, and a very determined shooter can do it very quickly. Or then look at San Bernardino. The handguns were legally purchased, and they passed a background check for those. A friend of the shooter, meanwhile, purchased the rifles. They were used in a straw purchase, in other words, so they were modified in such a way to be illegal under California law. There you go. There's a good indicator, as any, that silly cosmetic assault weapon bans do not work. There is a reason for this. If you name a mass shooting in America over the past 20 years, you'll likely find one of two factors. Either the shooter obtained their weapon legally, in which case a popularly proposed legal remedy would make no difference, or they obtained their weapons illegally and in the manner that the popularly proposed remedies would not have affected. So put it another way, in virtually every shooting incident, the gun control side is evidence for the need for more gun control. The gun control they demand would not have stopped the shooting. This would be tantamount to the Mothers Against Drunk Driving demanding stricter government inspection standards for windshield wipers. In an attempt to prevent a drunk driving incident, it won't accomplish anything. Same is true for the more run-of-the-mill gun violence that plagues a fair number of American cities, 5% of the counties, as you know. It's been known for some time that criminals do not, as a rule, get their guns legally. They're not going to a gun shop. They're not saying, I really like that one. They take whatever they can get, and the types of new rules that they often propose, expanded background checks, would thus have very little effect on American gun violence. They would have us believe that the passage of a universal background check bill, murderous thugs and gang members would suddenly decide on their own, you know, that it's just going to come to them of their own volition. Gee, I guess I better get my firearms through legitimate channels from here on out. So what's this about? Well, I oppose all of these for the same reason you do. Because they place additional burdens on me and you. But we're left with a question. If their proposed remedies would be so obviously and demonstrably unlikely to solve the problems they claim to intend to solve, why do they keep advocating these ridiculous and counterintuitive laws? And it's not hard to see, because they are pragmatic and practical. They understand that certain legislative goals and ambitions must play out over a period of time rather than a political instant. This is the long game strategy, as they would call it, and Like, you know, the health care debate. After 7 years of Obamacare, Democrats are increasingly pursuing single-payer. And that's much less fee. California can't afford to do it by themselves. Harry Reid explicitly stated that Obamacare is intended solely to be a step in the right direction towards single-payer, nothing more. So as it is with gun control, they propose these useless laws and regulations not in an attempt to honestly curb anything, any violence, stop any crime, save anybody. This is a long-form attempt to pass other laws down the road. It will be much easier to ban large classes of semi-automatic rifles after 5 or 10 years of banning the scary-looking AR-style assault weapons. It will be far easier, too, to sharply restrict firearm purchases after a decade of regulating ammunition sales. There doesn't have to be some grand conspiracy theory or dark, shadowy intrigue. Gun controllers are not stupid. They understand long-form political action as well as anyone. They do not like guns, and they are more than patient enough to play the game necessary to curtail our gun rights. And that's why I oppose this, you know, this stupidly perennial gun control effort. And I really mistrust the people who advocate them. In fact, I consider them to be enemies of the state. I do get it if the situation were reversed and I was starting from a legal position, which gun rights were severely restricted in this country. I would play the same game, too, because it's a smart thing to do, but I'd be doing it to restore them. But Second Amendment rights are a very precious and hard-won thing. We don't need to allow them to be chipped away by slow and deliberate political strikes. Every gun law out there that has been passed or they want to pass is worthless. It doesn't work. But we need to be prepared to head them off as early as possible. And they understand the stakes they're trying to raise. We should, too. When we get back, somebody in New York has decided to compare me and you to ISIS. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. New York County District Attorney Cy Vance, he got on the radio the other day. This past Sunday, yesterday, he blasted a GOP plan that would allow qualified owners to carry concealed handguns in other states that allow individuals to carry concealed handguns, which is already a reality. My permit, I think I have reciprocity with 35 states or 33 states. I'm not sure exactly how many, to be honest with you, but in most of the country, I can carry a gun. Which Cy Vance doesn't know that. That's my first requirement. If you're going to get out there and speak to this sort of thing, maybe you know what you're talking about. He was speaking, and I'm going to give this a shot. I don't want to get it wrong. He's speaking to radio host John Catsimatidis, Matidis. On AM 970 in New York, and he argued that the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, introduced earlier this year, would only put New York City at risk of violence. So, did everybody know that there's no violence in New York City now? He said, if that bill passes, I believe the safety and the greater safety we have achieved will be at risk. The bill, which was introduced in the House by Representative Richard Hudson, and a version in the Senate by Cornyn, would allow concealed carry owners to carry in any state that permits the practice as long as they qualify to carry concealed in their home state. Vance argued that the bill would allow people to bring guns from states with lax gun laws to New York, where gun restrictions are much tighter. Lax gun laws. What he means is where you can own a gun and you can carry a gun. See, in New York City, they have something called the Sullivan Act. And that was passed around about the time, if you've ever seen that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Gangs of New York, it was passed around that time. It was called the Sullivan Act because the guy Sullivan, who pushed for it, he wanted his gang members to be armed, but he didn't want the other gang members to be armed. Something like that. And it still persists to this day. That law is still, now, are these the guys that would tell us categorically that, you know, Bill, that was around the turn of the 20th century. I mean, this is a new day. If it was four guns. Vance explains, it would be completely legal for a person to bring a loaded gun or guns as long as it was legal to possess them in the person's home state. Said a guy from Idaho, where there's no permitting requirement whatsoever, could carry his gun into New York City loaded into Times Square. That is false. I do not know if Idaho is a constitutional slash permitless carry state. I don't know that. What I do know is you do have to have a permit to carry this way. Your permit is like your driver's license at that point. So they either have permits in Idaho or they don't. But in Idaho, if they don't have permits, just like in any other state, if they don't have permits, you do have to get a permit to travel outside of the state borders that has been issued by the state in which you live. I don't know how Vermont does it. They probably have to get a non-resident license from someone else. He also warned lawmakers that they were playing into the hand of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and other terrorists, pointing to ISIS publication describing the ease of buying guns in some American states. The bill is supported, I'm sure, by ISIS. ISIS points its readers to America and how they can easily obtain guns by going to states where there's no permitting requirements. Yeah, but there are background checks, aren't there? Yeah. Notice that he says, this bill is supported, I'm sure, by ISIS. Can't prove it. Let me be Captain Subtext. Can't prove it. Got no idea if they even know this exists. But he says, so ISIS is paying close attention to this bill as well. And then he goes into that unimpeachable source where he cites statistics from the Every Town for Gun Safety, a gun control group started by former Governor Michael Bloomberg. Actually, he was the former mayor. He was never the governor of the state of New York. This is wrong, this text I've got here. They predicted millions of guns would pour into New York City as a result of the GOP bill. There's already millions of guns in New York, you simp. Already. Every Town, which is Michael Bloomberg's gun policy think tank, estimates that if the law passes, there could be as many as 2 million more loaded guns coming into the city every year. Does anybody have any statistics on what the tourist crime rates are anywhere? I mean, are there like tours that we can take where like I could go to my tourist agent and say, I want to go on the smash and grab robbery tour and I want to go to New York in the Diamond District. Now, you want to see an armed camp, go to the Diamond District of New York. The guards in New York City that safeguard, the bodyguards that safeguard these diamond merchants, they're walking around with drop leg holsters strapped in plain view. So, yes, there are guns in New York. I think our favorite buddy Schumer has a permit to carry in New York. I know Trump does, our president. Vance then apparently thinks that, when you live in a nice place like New York City, that it's you're a different species. He asks, does anyone really think that the gun laws in West Virginia should be the same laws that apply in Washington Heights, Manhattan? Can you imagine how incensed Idaho would be if they had to abide by New York gun laws? It's a dangerous and ill-conceived bill. And yet this guy was just quoting from Bloomberg, who goes to every state he can with a bus tour and brings in people and then pays people to wear the shirts. You're a hypocrite, pal. Plain and simple. Why is it that when, I live in the southeastern United States. In South Carolina, we have a lot of transplanted northeasterners. And I couldn't care less what they bring. If they have, now I have known some people that have lived in New York that live here now. And they'll tell me, I had a gun in New York, but I couldn't bring it with me. I don't know exactly how that works. One of them claimed to be in law enforcement. And he told me he had a Glock 17, but he didn't know how to operate it. I was very puzzled over that one. I, I know that I make suggestions that the training for the NYPD is grossly neglected in favor of the New York trigger, but when he told me he didn't know how to run his weapon, that was very interesting to me. But here's a guy saying that, how would we like it if Idaho's laws, if New York wanted to, well, isn't that what you're doing? My goal is to carry a gun in Manhattan. I want to see this one through, and I want to see it enforced. And I'm going to do it till that happens. I'm going to push for this and push for this, and I'm going to do the long game. I'm going to do the long political form game like the gun grabbers do. Just because I'm not going to give up until I get what I want. And that's just the way it's going to be. Okay, gun grabbers? Okay, New Yorkers? And I don't want to, you know what, I don't want to go to New York and carry a gun and cause problems. I just want to be able to do like I do every day here, which is carry a gun and cause no problems. Yeah. I want to go to New York and I want to film the streets and take pictures of the streets. And there's people there I want to meet, people that listen to the show. I want to do stuff like that, but I'm not, yeah, and I may do it without getting, you know, without being able to carry a gun, because, you know, time does matter, but, oh well. Cy, you're just a hypocrite, and I'm surprised you're allowed to practice law anywhere, much less New York City. Coming up on the second hour, when we get back, we're going to be joined by Stephen D'Andrelli, Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to talk about these rumblings in the Supreme Court, which there's been quite a few. Quite a few. What does it mean? What's it going to mean? That kind of thing. Hour number two coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.